Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're trying to figure out what the future of college athletics is, yeah, I think he mapped out some things, but there's also uncertainty on what's next and where things can go. And I think he really summed up what Friday's announcement was with each team now, or each school having access to what, $20.5 million to distribute as payment to athletes.
I think it's $20.1 at this point.
So if they want to, that's the key.
Having access to $20 million is great. Where's that $20 million coming from?
Could come from sponsorship. It could come from
their TV revenues and all that stuff. Yeah. They're able to share a percentage. Most teams not in the Big Ten and the SEC. How's that? Yeah, you know what? Let's take a percentage of that and give it to the kids. I wonder. And Jay made a great point, and he's absolutely right. It gives mid majors. It gives smaller schools, as he said, Wichita State's not going to beat out Kansas. Except now, Wichita State will have money to give to Kansas's fourth recruit and a kid who wouldn't normally come to Wichita State. Okay, I got it. Except for one thing. What if those schools decide, we're not going to do this? For instance, MAC schools, look around the MAC.
So I just looked up what the Max TV contract was when they signed it. I'll tell you in a second.
There are more than a few schools that are having financial issues. And they're cutting staff. They're cutting programs. You're going to come up with another $20 million to give to kids to play a sport? At a level that's not producing the revenues like the others, Ohio State, Michigan State. I just wonder, and I have no idea. Jay's point's very accurate, but I wonder if a certain number of D1 schools decide, we're not going to do that. And then we have that tiered system, Andy. Big-time D1 schools and then other schools maybe competing for something else. I don't know, but that when Friday's ruling came out that you can go ahead and make them university employees, I just thought, man, that might be really tough for a lot of folks to. I can see schools not wanting to do that, and they don't have to.
So as long as I have my bearing straight on this, the Mid-American Conference signed their television deal in 2014, and it comes back up here in 27-28 school year, right? So that's when it comes back up. It is, at the time, Channel 10 out of Columbus, WBNS, reported that deal was worth about $130 million. Try splitting that up among all the teams they have in their conference and tell me how the TV money would turn around and pay for that 20. They don't. It's not there, right? And that was a competitive deal in 2014 for them to sign a 13-year deal that put them in the same as like Conference USA and Sun Belt and Mountain West and American, or the American Athletic Conference at the time. Now they're looking at new TV rights, and I wonder how that'll play out. We need to have the commission. Maybe we'll ask him some of these questions down the road. But you're right. Like, how does a Mid-American Conference school compete with those other schools? But I kind of didn't mind the thought of what Jay Billis brought up about, okay, well, if you're the number four guy at a Big Ten school that is looking at going to play there and probably won't get the same playing time, would you go to the Mid-American Conference school and maybe get a little bit of cash or no cash at all? But you have the opportunity to play. That's what I think this all comes down to.
Play, Schmey. Got to go for the money. You have to.
Yeah. But, I mean, and again, I'm not clear, and Dan, maybe you get this too, right? So the schools now have the opportunity to spend $20 million plus on a player, but the NIL
deals, and that's only going to grow.
Yeah, and the NIL deal still exists on the side. So if you're still paying out NIL money, you're still paying out that, and then the school might cut you a check too, right?
Well, let's put it this way. Say the University of Texas, well, okay, Quinn Ewers left Texas
right.
and went pro. And we talked about this last week. He ended up getting a lot less money from the Miami Dolphins because he was drafted mm-hmm. and slotted than he would have had if he had transferred to another school for NIL. And the rumbling was, what, $6 or $7 million in NIL. So are you going to give your college quarterback one-third of all of the money you're allowed to give athletes?
No, how can you?
I don't know.
Other players.
So there will be contracts and things like that. I wonder, you know, if NIL is still there, if NIL works separate from this. Hey, NIL, make sure we have our big-time quarterback, and we're going to go ahead and pay the strong safety. You get $800,000 a year. Come on in.
You don't have to whisper this anymore, though, Jeff. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we used to do this.
But we might have to whisper.
Why?
Because is NIL completely separate? There's rumblings that, okay, this is going to replace NIL. No, it's not. How can it?
It sounds
because
to me
NIL's
like,
in place, and NIL's paying some of these big-time guys a lot more money than it would seem that they could get as employees at the university under this new deal. No?
Well, I
because
think,
you got but, an entire football team, an entire basketball team, a women's basketball. I mean, you have everything.
The way Jay explained it is that you would only use that $20 million, really, for guys you want to lock into a contract. Where there'd have to be a buyout on that. And if you were a non-contract football player, let's just say that, at a school, and you were just an NIL guy, you've got freedom. Like, I think this all works to the student-athlete, if you ask me. And the other thing, too, is with a contract, man, you don't average 4 yards a game as a running back, you're fired. You're walking,
we're going to cut you.
Yeah, no, it's not even cut, you're fired now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the same thing.
But although contracts work two ways. Unless there are outs in the contract, you can go if, you know, let's just say your dad's a lawyer or you're going to hire a lawyer mm-hmm. and he negotiates a no-cut contract. You go and you stink. Well, if you have the guarantee in your contract, you're still getting paid.
But even if you stunk with NIL, you're still getting the NIL. I don't think they cut you off right away on that either.
For a year, maybe.
It's interesting. Dan?
I mean, all of this. This is why it's going to be so fascinating. It's going to be the Wild West, because if there's one thing we know about college athletics, they're going to scream and yell and complain about guardrails the entire time and then put none on. And so we have no idea what these contracts are going to look like. We have no idea how big these contracts are going to be or how small they're going to be. I think we can guarantee that NIL is going to supplement these contracts. I think that's the direction it's going to go. I have a feeling you are going to see some things along the line of what Jeff said of like, hey, we'll give you $50,000 a year to play football, and then here's $8 million a year in NIL deals.
Yeah.
Or here's $7 million a year in NIL deals that have been negotiated on your behalf. There's going to be a lot of doings like that where you're going to almost have the real cap and then what's really going on.
Think about this. Like the Guardians/Indians always had this rule where they just didn't want to pay a player over 25% of the total payroll, right? Imagine being an athletic director now that has that same, like, let's say the payroll is $20 million. I know it's a little bit more. The payroll is $20 million. Now you're trying to spread that out over football, over basketball, over other sports. Because you can't tell me the baseball coach isn't going to walk in and go, oh, man, I saw this kid who, by the way, probably isn't coming out of high school. He's coming from somewhere else. We really want this kid, and I know we've got a shot at him. Somebody else has got a shot. Any chance we can pull $800,000 out of the $20 million to be able to do that. So now you're fighting. Now you're an athletic director trying to figure out exactly who are we going to pay? And it's not just one sport. It's all of your sports.
Right. The perfect example. Did you guys see the girl from Texas Tech, the starting pitcher that they had?
$1 million.
They basically ran out every single game in the College World Series. Yeah. And we're paying her $1 million basically to be like, okay, you're going to throw till your arm falls off. Let's go.
Can I ask? I like sports. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is what I do for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do not for the life of me understand, okay, Texas Tech is on television for softball and everything else. And it's not just softball. It's mainly, I think, anything other than football and men's basketball. is somebody worth $1 million to play on your golf team, to play on your women's softball team, to run track and field for you, a male hammer thrower? I for the life of me, I just cannot. I can't put my feeble little head around it. I got to be honest. I just can't do it.
All right, so let me give you the other side of that, what I think.
Go ahead.
So now you look at it and you say to yourself, well, they felt that the Big Ten, I'm using it as an example. There's no facts behind it. The Big Ten Network values having the programming on to be able to show women's softball. And it might be subsidized by football, but they see there's a giant pot and that schools are getting money from, I'm just saying, Big Ten, every school's getting money from the Big Ten Network because if it's on your cable system, you're paying for it anyway, right? So it doesn't really matter what the athletic competition is. True? And so now that money's in the pool. Why wouldn't a softball player or a golfer have the opportunity to do that? Let's talk more about this, too. More on Jay Billis and what he had to say, because we barely skimmed the surface of what he said. So Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had Jay Billis on, just top of the hour. So, I mean, he was outstanding. And we were talking about some of the things that, you know, we're looking at into the future of college athletics, especially with Friday's announcement about, you know, schools having the option of spending $20 million on athletes plus, and it's only going to get bigger, as Jeff said,
and they
numerous
can,
times.
And they can divvy it up any way they want.
Yeah. You brought up a great example in the break of how this may not – this. Could be an illusion in some ways, and could, because Jay talked about it too, about the thought of taking someone who might be the fourth running back at Ohio State, and now he's the number one running back at, I want to say I'm in American Conference school, but maybe not. But let's just say now they become the number one running back at Buffalo. Okay, good enough. We'll say that. And Buffalo says, yeah, we can pay him, and maybe even pay him more than Ohio State. Probably not NIL, but maybe as far as the school is offering cash to be able to bring in athletes now. So you brought up a great thought.
I hate this thought.
Why?
I hate it.
Why?
Because I hate everything about all this.
What? But you were okay with the schools just making money hand over fist?
No, I hate that too. I hate absolute big time college athletics. I hate it because of what it's become.
Okay.
I'll be completely honest. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I say that as a dad who has paid for 11 of the 12 years of college that my kids have to have. I got one more to go. One more year.
Okay.
It's going to be like the same celebration when the kids all get out of diapers.
I hate it. It's insane. Now think about this. Right now, $20 million, right?
Okay.
That's 20.1.
Yep.
What if this, and schools are allowed to divvy it up, they don't have to participate, whatever. Let's just say this. Have you ever seen Eastern Michigan's football stadium?
Yeah.
You know, they're the little sisters right there. Ypsilanti is how close to Ann Arbor, Andy? Five minutes?
Miles. It's on the other side of the freeway.
It's right there. And they have that gray football field, or at least they did last time I saw it.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And that was
everybody wanted to be Boise. Boise right. Went blue, Eastern Washington right. Red. They went gray.
It was their attention grabber.
Mm-hmm.
If, and I'm just using Eastern as an example, I mean, they're forever. They're completely blown away by Michigan, right? I mean, they're right there, so nobody pays any attention.
Why would you go to Ypsilanti when you can go to Ann Arbor?
You know why you'd go to Ypsilanti?
As a fan, or are you saying as a
fan? Let's just say this, okay? This is so hypothetical, it's ridiculous. But Eastern has $20 million, like everybody else, if they want to do it.
Sure do.
And I'm sure they can come up with the money. You know, up there are Detroit, there are going to be some big automaker folks who still have a lot of cash, maybe supporters, whatever. Who knows? They make a phone call to somebody in New Orleans and say, hey, Cooper, we know your son's ready to be the starting quarterback at Texas, but we'd like to give young Arch $15 million a year to come be the starting quarterback of the Eastern Michigan Eagles. Sorry, young Arch is on his way to Ypsilanti. Now, maybe not young Arch because of all the family money, but what would take a MAC school, a WAC school, and make them not pay one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the entire country $10, $15 million?
They would get their money back.
Well, I would think they would.
Do you think that schools wouldn't be, that people wouldn't want to watch Eastern Michigan?
Hey, if Arch Manning is playing at Eastern Michigan, they're packing the stadium.
They're probably moving games. They're probably calling Ford Field and saying, hey, we're going to move some games over.
ESPN is like, hey, we can't wait to put every one of your games on TV. We want some action.
Well, guess what? They just got their $15 million back.
Without question.
Why wouldn't they do it?
I don't, because you'll get lawsuits like crazy from other students who, hey, wait a minute, why are you giving it all to one guy? I mean,
it's up to them to spread that cash out any way they want. What you would get is athletes that don't want to come there.
In theory, except for the, and then there's this. Yeah, you can come here, but we don't have any money to pay any linemen.
Well, if you're a lineman,
you might want to go block for him.
Can you see the return on investment for you to take no money?
Yes.
And go there or a limited amount of money.
Or,
because,
Andy,
by the way.
Or?
Yeah.
Find that big donor. Hey, now we need more in NIL. And you can just go flat out buy a team.
I think about, like, in that situation, I think about Boise State. So Boise State was 1AA forever. And they were like, they were a big sky school.
They were a big deal.
And they had trouble getting out of the big sky because, like, I know this is crazy talk, but the Idaho State of College Education or whatever it is, didn't want to let them leave without Idaho. But Idaho didn't have the wherewithal to meet the regulations of being straight up D1. So they were provisional when they went in the beginning.
Worried about growing potatoes?
That's true. They were absolutely worried about the French fry supply at all of your fast food restaurants. Finally, Boise was able to turn the corner as a big city and become a major player in Division I when they were able to break away. And then, you know, they were able to move into bigger conferences. But that's that same theory that you're kind of thinking of, because they had money to put into the system at Boise to get better players there, to leave 1AA and become a team that was actually became competitive to win at that level, to win at the level of all the biggest schools in the country. Reno was another team that was in that spot for a long time.
I just think the whole thing is whacked.
The money's going. So, truthfully, if you were looking for this simple level the playing field thing, shouldn't schools take that money and just, okay, instead of $30,000 a year to go to State U, you know what, we're going to take $1 billion of that. Now it's only going to be $10,000 a year to go to State U. You know what I'm saying? Like, could they take, could, but no one's going to see that because now you've got the star quarterback saying, well, wait, why am I paying tuition for everybody else? I don't know if there's a winning situation in any of this.
It's just weird to me.
I was just going
to
point out how cute it is that you think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to happen
ever. Tuition.
That's never happening.
I was going to say, I was trying to figure out the nicest way to put that. That's cute. That is very utopian.
Can we
be somewhat honest that universities are all about, they're like a giant hotel.
Hell yeah.
They need to keep their dorm rooms filled. It's exactly what it is.
You're darn right they do, Andy.
And that's what it is. And whether you get the education or not.
Hey, we have campus, we have universities closing.
Yes.
Alderson Broaddus University in West Virginia, done. Notre Dame College, done. I mean, they're closing. Why are they closing? Because they don't have students. What do students bring? Tuition dollars. That's what's going on. It costs a ton of money, A, to run a college, and B, for an average kid who's not jumping, you know, who's not off the charts with his SATs and ACTs and isn't off the charts with athletics. The academic kids, the athletic kids, they can get scholarships. Go pay tuition just for some kid to go to a state school and live in a dorm. Good Lord,
do you know how much money these schools waste on mail, on straight mail? I can't.
Oh, it's got to be out of control.
So, and you would know this too, having high school.
Oh, yeah. I cannot get nothing but flyers in the mail.
Every day, there's five or six different flyers in the mail at our house saying, take a look at our. And you know what? It's at the point now where they're just so generic. None of them stand out. And you know that every kid in the world is so. If you really want someone's kid to go there, don't you want to make them feel special? Like the only time I ever felt special when our daughter was picking a college was when they sent us the thing and said, this is what your financial aid's going to be. Like that was okay. I'm like, okay, you took 5 minutes to figure out where she could have scholarship money coming in or all this other stuff. And I see these things every day and I'm like, trash, trash, trash. It's a waste of money. Kill the trees and waste of money.
Take a look. You know, I've been on the Kent State campus in recent times, on the University of Akron campus in recent times. Campuses look beautiful.
Oh, they're awesome.
How much money do they spend on landscaping?
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, no, but Andy, that's what I'm saying. It's all part of it. I mean, you got to spend a ton of money just to keep the place looking nice. Why do you want it to look nice? Because you want to attract students. Why do you want to attract students? Because they bring dollars. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's all about. All right. And we're going to take 20 mil to start with and just throw an additional 20 mil at a kid who can come in and play wide receiver. Oh, my God.
But if you spend 10 mil, so here's my other question for you. If you spend 10 mil on the best high school quarterback in the country or the biggest high school transfer in the country, are you now getting, because we all know this, like you can't get better advertising for your university than being on primetime on a Saturday night, Andy, and college football. You can't, like, you're $10 million a second in advertising for kids looking at it going, I want to go to Ohio State. Those kids are winners.
Look at what Coach Prime did to Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. They brought that dude in. They brought in all the NIL dollars. And look at what Prime was able to do to Colorado. Everybody now knows where it is. Before he was there, I don't even think people knew it was in Boulder.
But let me ask you this.
Any Dave Logan fan?
You're talking about people who care about athletics. I don't know the answer to this. I wonder what Coach Prime, what his influence, and it's not his job. I wonder what his influence has been on enrollment. Dan just laughed. That's cute. I know, but guess what?
No. It was a tweet that was sent to me that I don't know if I could read on the air.
Yeah, but don't.
It was
good. Don't. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He brought his son Shador. He brought Travis Hunter. Did he bring 5,000 other students who are bringing tuition dollars? You know, that's where I wonder about this. And I know I'm naive on all this thinking, and I'm probably off base. But man, it just, the cost of college is so extreme that colleges are closing, and people are, and this is okay. Nothing wrong with this. Kids are not going to colleges anymore. A lot of kids are going to trade school. They're learning how to be
electricians, plumbers.
Electricians, plumbers, heating and cooling guys. Yep. Yeah. And guess
Laborers.
What? They could go make fabulous, fabulous livings.
Sheet metal workers.
Right. You can make a lot of money. But this is all part of this. And when I don't know that it's going to stop.
Can I go 10 seconds of soapbox?
Yep. Yeah, I did. I was trying to list everyone with the Cleveland building trades there. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds of soapbox. Ready?
Yep. Go.
To all of the commissioners who are out there, please, for the love of all that's holy, do not rely on Congress to get you any kind of a solution or a guardrails whatsoever to this if you actually want it to get done.
There you go.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Menigan.
Well done. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Want to hop in on this conversation? You're more than welcome to. Otherwise, we need to talk a little NBA, and we need to talk about Guardians. Mike Exisa is going to join us from CBS Sports at 1 o'clock. That's coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
216-474-0092. Mike Exisa from CBS Sports going to talk baseball with us at 1 o'clock.
TV show.
What do you got?
That Damn Zebra.
That would be a good show.
All right, gentlemen, we've got a little bit of news here from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
Status update. Darius Garland underwent successful surgery today to repair his great toe injury. The procedure was performed by someone at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in consultation with the Cavaliers team doctor. His status will be updated as appropriate following a progression of treatment and rehabilitation in approximately 4 to 5 months.
Ooh.
Garland expected to make a full recovery and resume basketball activities by the start of training camp. 4 to 5 months.
At Vanderbilt, where he went to college.
Treatment and rehab.
For 1 year. October? 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, that sounds right for that's October, isn't it?
Yeah, it's October, November.
Ooh. All right, so you don't have him for the beginning of the season. You know what we realized this past year? Well, Regular season doesn't matter. It's okay. Be healthy.
Didn't you just say expected to be fine for training camp?
Correct.
Well, that's September.
Right. I had the same question.
July, August, September. That's 3 months. We're holding up fingers here.
I was going to say, by the way, can I out all of us for the fact that all of us started using our fingers and our knuckles?
I mean,
I didn't use my knuckles.
It's June 9th. That's July 9th.
Wait, can you
August
retro?
August 9th.
Can you retro that?
September 9th.
We're retroing the rehab on this.
And training camps open at the end of September.
I know he had surgery on the 9th, right? But we're going to date it back to May.
That's 4 months. And he's going to miss how long?
4 to 5 months.
That could mean November.
Correct.
Earth months or Venus months?
You know what this means? It means somebody.
Why does anyone talk
somebody
to
at the Cavaliers didn't do what we did. They didn't pull out their hand and start counting months.
That's right.
If 4 to 5 months is legit, that means he might not be ready for the start of training camp.
I have to ask.
That's what we have the fingers for, people.
I'm not trying to
count on them.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but.
What do you mean try?
Why do we call it the great toe? Is it that much greater than the other toes?
Don't do stripes.
I mean.
Why? Because I didn't say Sergeant Hulka? It's a Sergeant Hulka injury.
I mean, it is the largest toe, and it does have a lot of pressure on it.
I would say
have you ever had your big toe messed up?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts really bad.
You can't even walk.
Yeah, but you'd said what I said. If I walked up to anybody and I said to him, hey, what would you call the toe that isn't...
The big toe.
That's on the inside. What would you call your inside toes? I don't know. No, they would think something else. I don't even know. It's your big toe. It's your big toe. Why does it have to be the great toe?
Like, I mean,
is that the technical medical term?
We don't call the thumb the great finger.
Yeah, why we don't call it? You're correct. That's an excellent point.
We don't also call it the squatty finger on the end.
The squat.
Yeah, but it's the most important finger. Why don't we call it the most important finger?
I personally think my great toe is my second toe. I like it a lot.
Because it's longer than your bigger toe?
It is, actually.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Think about that.
I like it.
One of those weird evolutionary things.
All right, are we over this?
Used to be when we were picking up things with our feet.
You'd have to use your great toe and your second. And by the way, are they now numbered? Like, is your baby toe, right? Is we call it your baby toe? Your pinky toe?
Aren't those cute?
What do you call it? What's the tiny toe then? Is it the tiny
toe? The little toe. The one at the far left on my left foot.
Is your little toe.
I call it the toe. Does it serve a purpose?
Yeah. Balance.
I almost don't want to get into another real story. I do need a zebra update. Hang on. Let me talk to Kevin real quick. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Kevin. Cuyahoga Falls.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, may I suggest we're all a little bit smarter? Jay Billis was on the show, and man, that guy is he's a very smart guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's amazing. Hey, great interview. I think you guys did a great job. I was wondering, if I ever had a chance to pick his brain, I'd love to hear his thoughts on not if, but when these athletes now become employees of the university. And I can tell you, in my world, the tax world, this is a huge conversation we're all having right now, because you know that's going to change the landscape a lot when these go from independent contractors on their NIL to now W-2 employees of the university. And we see the biggest impact is all the fringe benefits that they're going to have to now pay tax on, right? So, like, you know, these guys, you guys know this D1, they don't just get a scholarship, right? They get their own private cafeteria. They get their own chef. They get their own private
apartment.
Trainer. They get exactly apartments. They get their own exclusive rights to the
not dorm the apartment now. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. So I mean, that could be $150,000 extra these kids are getting. Well, young men and women, you know, that has to be added now to a W-2 if they're employee. Well, you know, if you get an athlete not offered the millions, let's say mid-range, you know, they get $100,000, $150,000 offer, they may say no way, because now everything they earn is going to be paid in taxes, because now they have to pay another $200,000 for all the benefits they get, right? So
it was a lot easier when they were cheating and just getting McDonald's bags full of cash.
Give me that shoebox.
Right. Yeah.
Darn right. But see, the big key and the key that Jay Billis said, and I think it's going to be huge, is this does not get rid of and it doesn't prevent NIL. It's still there, right? Yep. So now I think Jeff's concern is a really good one, was, yeah, universities can still, they're going to be able to offer up to $20 million as an employee university. You may have some athletes that want to opt out of that and say, well, I don't want to be an employee university. What can you get me with NIL instead, right? And there's no limits
on
that.
And by the way, you're signing a contract that says,
you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you can't leave. That's you got a buyout. Why would you want to sign the contract?
That's it. So I mean, I understand why they did it, why they came with the settlement, but NIL is not going away, because there's so many benefits to the athletes for it. I mean, they have all the options. They can leave when they want. The portal's not going away, and they're not an employee of the university. They're not locked into that situation with that university. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. We don't know. None of us have a crystal ball, but man, I just see NIL still being a huge influence in bringing kids to different colleges.
I would agree with you.
Kevin, thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think it's NIL too. That $20 million sounds nice, but he's right. What about the taxes?
And wait till Title IX gets involved in this. I mean, don't you, if you're going to get $20 million or whatever it is, Title IX says you got to split it, right? I mean,
I don't know.
It has to be equal. Isn't that what Title IX is all about? Equal number of athletes under scholarship?
I mean,
get ready, man.
I don't know where Title IX is going. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't know where it's going. And I don't know. I mean, do you have to pay employees now because it's not athletics? You're talking about equal on athletics, scholarship, all that stuff, right?
Let me file a lawsuit and let's find out.
I think that's what happens, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I think that's where we go next.
Yep.
All right, we have 4 minutes. I need the zebra update, my friend.
Well, so with this... The thing that I could say with the zebra, we'll do it really quickly, and then we probably should do a little bit of Darius Garland as well, because Chris Fedor joined Earl the Pearl and Spencer German over the weekend as well and had some thoughts on Darius Garland and potential moves and all that stuff that I want to play for you guys.
Hang on to the zebra. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right, so what did he say?
So let me play this for you guys. This is Chris Fedor on our weekend show with Earl the Pearl and Spencer German.
I keep coming back to the same thing. Guys, I keep coming back to Darius has to go. Like, if you're going to reimagine the offense, if you're going to reconfigure the roster, and if you're going to reset your salary cap situation, this is a top-heavy team. This is a top-heavy roster. This is a team that is going to get really, really expensive as we continue to move forward. But if you're trying to accomplish all three of those things in one off season, there is one move that allows you to do that, and it's trading Darius. And it comes with this caveat, right? The package that they would be offered for Darius Darius would have to be one that I would say yes to. It would have to be one that they would say yes to. And it would have to be one that I believe would make them a better basketball team and increase their chances of taking the next step as an organization and competing for a championship.
What does great toe surgery mean as far as his value to trade right now? I don't think it's huge. Do you?
No.
No. I think once you pass the physical, you're fine.
I think it's great.
You sure it's not big?
Isn't that the rim shot?
Yeah. No. He doesn't have one.
Listen.
Oh, there it was. I thought they took the drum set out of there.
Since they picked up Donovan Mitchell, I've caught so much grief for saying two small ball dominant guards is not the normal way to win an NBA championship. And this offseason, more than ever before, I keep reading and seeing basketball, you know, people from around the country, basketball people here. You know, you could really trade Darius Garland. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, though. As the guy who thinks two ball dominant guards is not the small ball dominant guards is the way to win an NBA championship, I'm not moving him to move him. He's a hell of a player. He's really good. So I'm moving him if I can improve my team. Exactly what Chris just said. But I'm just going to tell you, nothing's changed. I've seen nothing under J.B. Bickerstaff or Kenny Atkinson that makes me think two small ball dominant guards is the way to win an NBA championship. So I sure hope they get an offer that they like, and I sure hope they send Darius somewhere where he might be able to be the number one option. And I sure hope they get guys back who can make this a better basketball team. And if they don't do that, then don't make the trade. Hang on to them. Play. Try and become the team that can win a title with two small ball dominant guards. I mean, somebody's going to do it eventually down the road, right? It's going to happen.
Yeah, that second apron, it scares me because I don't know. Because if I read it right, to trade Garland, right, they would have to find someone that's making less money than Garland. And there are other factors that come into play on this. So the other thing is and if that's the case, right, should you expect less from this team next year during the regular season?
Nope.
You expect more.
Regular season, I don't expect anything. I think we all expect further than round two of the playoffs. I mean, that you've done it twice. You had the best record in the East. What's next? Go deep.
And the regular season record doesn't matter. We're going to be saying that all year.
Take a look at the Indiana Pacers. Tell me how that matters.
No one is going to. They started off slow.
They were fourth.
And they started slow. It's the difference. Mike Axisa is going to join us from CBS Sports. He is with us next. We're going to talk to him about your Guardians' big win yesterday. And look who's back in town. Tito's back. Reds, guards, talking about it next. 216-474-0092.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.